be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed. And this is what he said. Father, I pray not only for these, but for those who will believe in me through them, so that all may be one. As you are one in me, and I am one in you, that they also may be one in us. Then the world will be able to believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see the glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I may be in them. This is good news from the Lord. This beautiful prayer for union is from the Last Supper address as Jesus talks to his disciples. It might be the highest level of mystical teaching in the whole New Testament. And you see that Jesus is connecting everything. He and his Father, the Father in you, you in God, and God in him, and God in the world, and you in the world. It's all one. And that's precisely what it means, I think, to be a saint. A saint sees things in their connectedness. They don't see everything as separate. It's all one. And what you do to your neighbor, you do to yourself. And how you love yourself is how you love your neighbor. How you love God is how you love yourself. How you love yourself is how you love God. It's all one. How you do anything is how you do everything. Now, I want to sort of develop in very brief form the journey we've been going through since Easter. And let's call it a movement from seeing to recognizing. We see. You're seeing all one another sitting here. You saw yourself in the mirror this morning. You saw other cars passing by you. But seeing is not recognizing. And the movement of faith is when you do not just see things, but you recognize them in their deepest meaning. And that's what it means to be a person of faith. To see them as inherently connected to God, connected to you, and therefore most worthy of love and dignity. But let's trace very quickly some of the appearances that we've heard about in these 7 weeks since Easter. Notice on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene doesn't see Jesus. At least she doesn't recognize that it's Jesus. She sees what she clearly thinks is the gardener. Sounds like just a throwaway line, but it is the gardener. And she moves in a moment when she hears her name spoken lovingly, and she moves from seeing to recognizing. Then a few days later, in Luke's gospel, we have Jesus walking along the road to Emmaus, and the two men think they are talking to a stranger. It is a stranger. But they move from seeing to recognizing, my God, it's Jesus. Then, the Sunday after Easter, we have Thomas, unwilling to believe in the risen presence. And Jesus invites him into the scariest level of encounter, to touch his wounds. And he says, when you get in contact with my suffering, with the suffering of others, then you will move from seeing to recognizing. And he says, my Lord and my God. Brothers and sisters, do you see what has happened? Maybe, like most of us at the beginning, you still picture Jesus as an isolated presence, risen and walking around the world, and some lucky people get to see him now and then. Now, that's to miss the whole point. Jesus died, and Christ arose. You are the Christ. He is the gardener. He is the stranger walking by you at the supermarket. He is the suffering person in the hospital. This is the whole point, to move us from mere seeing. So I'm seeing all of you now out here listening to me. You all look like separate, isolated people. But when I can move from seeing to recognizing, and really know and believe and act as if that you are the body of Christ. This is the only Christ you're ever going to meet. Now, next Sunday, you're going to come back and celebrate Pentecost. And there we have the message taken to its final level, where the fire of the Spirit descends upon everybody, all the nations, all the peoples. The presence is no longer in heaven. This is the Christ. This is the only world we know. And the Christ is just as revealed in your life and just as hidden in your life as it would be if Jesus was walking among us. It's the same act of faith. He looked just as ordinary as that person sitting in the pew next to you right now. Sure doesn't look like Christ. It's the same act of faith. He didn't look like Christ, as we now understand Christ. He was just another man. He was just a gardener. He was just a stranger walking on the road that looked like everybody else. He was just a suffering man filled with woundedness like we all are. And when Thomas could dare to touch the wounds, and to recognize that he could see the Christ in the suffering of humanity. You see, everybody is a stand-in for everybody else. That's what this prayer for unity is praying for, that you can see things in their unity, in their connectedness. And let me go so far as to say, the more you can connect, the more of a saint you are. The less you can connect, the less transformed you are. If you can't connect with people of other religions, other classes, other races, enemies, suffering people, handicapped people, gay people, people who are not like you, well, to put it very bluntly, you're not very converted. Right? You're still in the kindergarten of faith. And we have a lot of Catholics and Christians who are still in kindergarten. They're still walking around the world with the old politics, with the old economics. The risen Christ has not transformed their life. They are still seeing, but they are not recognizing. You are now capable of a universal recognition. And this prayer of Jesus to see him in me, and me in him, and me in you. That's all I read about in the gospel. Seeing everything as one. That I am not over here, and you are not over there. And they, whoever they is not separate from you. You see, you don't go to heaven. You learn how to live in heaven now. And no one goes to heaven alone. Either you learn how to live in communion with the human race, and with all that God created are quite simply, you're not ready for heaven. If you want to live an isolated life trying to prove that you're better than everybody else or worse than everybody else, they're both equally wrong, you're already in hell. That's hell. And you have been invited even now, even today, even this moment, to live in the communion of saints, to live in the presence, in the body, in the life of the eternal and eternally risen Christ.